Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, a warm good morning to all of you, and it's 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time in our Radio Sai studios. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and I welcome you all for today's Thursday Live. At the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the listener and the voice of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Greetings and loving sairams to all of you from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Today is 22nd of March 2018 and it's a warm and pleasant day here at the ashram. The temperatures are warm. It's going high. Weather forecast says that the maximum temperature today will be around 36, 37 degrees Celsius later in the day. This is the segment Soul Inspirations. Today, in this segment, I am going to play for you a talk which was given by Brother Arun Sai, who is pursuing his MSc in Biosciences in Swami's University. And this talk was delivered by him in Swami's University. And he is going to talk on the topic silence. So today's topic for Soul Inspirations is silence. But before that, as always, I like to read out the Sai Inspires message for today, for all of you. So today's Sai Inspires message has got a question and an answer, which the answer is from Swami's Divine Discourse. The question is, why is knowledge of one's real self important, even to lead a meaningful life? And Swami gives an answer. This answer is from Swami's Divine Discourse, which he delivered on 1966. In the year 1966, the month March. So I quote, "The recognition of one's innate divinity and the regulation of one's daily life in accordance with that truth are the guiding stars for those who are caught in the currents and cross currents of struggle. Without Atmajnana, that is awareness of your own reality that you are just a wave in the ocean of divinity, life becomes a meaningless farce, a mockery, a game of fools. It is the acquisition of that awareness that makes life earnest, sweet and fruitful. When you try to prepare a meal, you may have with you all the materials you need. Rice, lentils, salt, lime, spices, vegetables and so on. But unless you have the fire in the hearth, you cannot get the edible meal. So too in life, Atmajnana is the fire which makes the material world and the external activities and experiences edible and tasty, digestible, health-granting and joy-giving. That joy is called Anandam. It is uplifting, illuminating and constructive." Unquote. So, dear listeners, that was today's Science Bias message. And now let's come to the segment Soul Inspiration. As I said, the topic is silence. Well, silence is a very important prerequisite for any spiritual practice. To start with, it should be the silence of tongue, that is external silence. The talk should be minimal. And this external silence should lead to the internal silence, that is the silence of mind. And Swami has extensively spoken on this topic of silence in many of his divine discourse. So today, as we go on in the segment, I'll be narrating for you few experiences of Swami students, stories based on silence, and also I'll read out for you few excerpts from Swami's Divine Discourse, in which he speaks on the topic silence. So let me start with reading out a small excerpt from Swami's Divine Discourse, and I quote: "Man today is wasting his time by talking too much. Man is losing the divine power and sanctity bestowed on him. Talking more leads to loss of memory power. The power of concentration also reduces. The divine energy bestowed on man diminishes. Talking excessively makes man more hungry. Therefore, he eats more, and this in turn makes him lazy. Being lazy, he does not execute any task sincerely. He will not be willing to participate in any service activity." Unquote. Well, dear listeners, that was an excerpt from Swami's Divine Discourse, a short excerpt in which he gives the importance of talking less. Let me narrate an experience which was shared by Brother Ashwin, who is an alumnus of Swami's University. And this experience happened when he was studying in Swami's school. So as Swami gives a lot of importance to talk less and have less contact, what Brother Ashwin did one day was he took a resolution. He wanted to make Swami happy. So he thought, from today onwards, I will talk less and have less contact with friends. So he made this resolution in Sai Kulanth Hall, and he came out of the hall with a zip in his mouth. So for many days, in fact, a couple of weeks or a couple of months, he almost didn't talk to anyone. He maintained silence. He spoke only when it's necessary, and that to bare minimum. Now, after a few months, he thought he was making Swami very happy. And one day he got a chance to talk to Swami. And he knew that Swami knows everything, and so he knew that Swami also knows that he is keeping silence to make Swami happy. So on that day when he got chance to talk to Swami, he was expecting a pat on his back, because he had kept silence for a couple of months. But on the other hand, he was taken by surprise, because as he got a chance to talk to Swami, Swami told him, "Too much talking." Well, Brother Ashwin was keeping quiet from a couple of months, but here is Swami telling him, "Too much talking." And then Swami showed his lips and told, "Not from here, but from here." Showed Swami's head and told, "But from here." What Swami meant was, it was not external silence, but internal silence to which we should give importance. So even though Brother Ashwin had followed the principle of talking less, but his mind was always active. So Swami said, it's not enough if you just talk less. You should also have control over your thoughts. Okay, so that's an experience by Brother Ashwin on this topic of silence. Before we go ahead, let's listen to the short talk delivered by Brother Arun Sai, who is pursuing his MSc Bioinformatics license right now from Swami's University. And in this talk, he speaks on the topic silence. And on the other side of the talk, I'll be back again, and we will talk more on this topic of silence. Have a listen, please, dear listeners.
Om Shri Sairam. Salutations to the one who does the actual speaking and who does the actual listening. Coming to the topic, the first question that arises is, what is silence? Silence, as many of us think, is being physically silent or inaction or not thinking anything. Well, after doing some rigorous practice in this direction, the definition that came out from within was this: silence is not the absence of thought, word or deed, but it is the absence of doership from thought, word or deed. We are not the one who is speaking. We are not the one who is thinking. Or we are not the one who is doing. It just happens through us and we are just a witness. So we are calm, serene, quiet. So this is what is the definition of silence that came from within. So the next outright question. Why is it so important? I mean, being silent is so easy for many of us. You know, just be quiet, don't talk. But believe me, brothers, silence is something different. There is a difference between being quiet and being silent or being calm. Quiet is at a physical level where we don't speak anything. But calm is something regarding our mind. When we are calm, our mind doesn't spurt out thoughts like a random thought generator. And it gives something sensible thoughts to us. So then many of us think that, you know, being silent is very easy. Just physically be silent and don't indulge in anything. Introspecting in this aspect, we'll come to know that being silent is actually very tough when given some situations. For this, I would like to narrate one incident from the life of a very great being who tread on this earth. So this man, during his adolescence, around the age of 16 or 18, was disinterested in world. He left his home, went to some place, and sat on a rock there. No expression on his face, no word from his mouth, for years. And his mother was quite attached to this boy. She started searching wherever she could, and then she came to know from some source that, yes, this boy is in such and such place. So she went there, and there what she saw, her own son, clad only in a lion cloth, matted hair, unkempt nails, sitting on a rock in a hot sun. She broke down at the spot. She was weeping unconsolably and pleading to her son, "Please son, come back. I'm not able to see you in this particular state of affairs. Please come back." This boy had no reaction on his face. He was absolutely silent, still. No expression on his face. Well, then to break the cliche, one of the cousin of the mother comes to the rescue and says, "See, you're not going to speak anyway. So at least write your response on a sheet of paper and give us so that we'll understand what you are thinking." So he picks up a paper, writes something with a pencil and gives back. And what is written? "Creator plays with beings according to their destiny. So whatever has to happen will happen in spite of us resisting it. Or whatever should not happen will not happen in spite of us pushing it. So the best thing is to be silent." This was his first message and he lived this message throughout his life. He was none other than Sri Ramana Maharshi. This sort of beings who tread on this earth gave us the quintessence of all the sadhana, or what we can say is silence. We are just a witness to what's happening. So coming to the more worldly aspect of this sadhana, we'll come to know what are the benefits of practicing silence. Why to practice silence? You know, we are in that sort of barter system. Okay, I'll practice this, what is in for me? So here are some benefits that were reaped by practicing this. Let me share them with you. So the first thing is, silence gives lot of power to our words. You know what happens is, many of us are fond of keep chatting with one another or just keep speaking something. At this point of stage, what happens is that the distance that should be there between the thought and word is not being present there. What is happening? The thought is being generated and that moment it is blurted out of the mouth. We don't even think whether it is beneficial for me or beneficial for the listener, or is it going to harm the other person. Such thoughts do not arise at the first place. So what happens when we put a bar on the number of words that we speak? What happens is that the mind comes to know that, okay, this fellow is not going to speak out whatever I'm going to give him all the inputs. So let me be little restrained and I'll give only good thoughts that will be beneficial for him. So in this way, what happens? Whatever we speak will become sweet and will become helpful for everyone. And then what happens is that it brings down our emotional, you know, we tend to be emotional at sometimes. When some person pokes you, you sometimes become angry. We sometimes become angry and even feel like giving him a tight slap. And believe me, such people do exist in world. From dawn to dusk, their only job is to poke at you. If you look at them, that will be the impression. They keep poking at you. you are not fit for anything. So many things they tell. Well, we can feel that rays rising from within, but when we are silent, I say this with a lot of personal experience, that when we are silent, such feelings doesn't come out. You are an idiot. Just keep smiling at him and see, look at his reaction. So what happens is that even he comes to know that you are not reacting to his words, and slowly he starts receding. He'll not start bothering you. And then the next thing is, silence gives us a lot of patience, you know. You know, all the time we are in this thought process that if I don't make my point out here, that's all, the world is going to collapse. The other person is ruining his life. So what happens when we practice silence is that we'll come to know that world does go on even without us. And on top of that, what starts happening is that we'll experience this for ourselves, that whatever we are thinking will be presented by the universe in some or the other form. So what happened one day was that I was going to some brother and I was asking something. As soon as this thought arrived, why shouldn't I be silent at this spot? So I chose to be silent and I continued with my work. Later on, the answer came by itself on the PA system in form of some announcement. There was neither me speaking nor the brother answering, but the process happened. So this is the thing that happens when we practice silence. Swami also laid a lot of emphasis on silence. One day, just now Jagadishwara sir was telling me, so near that Ganesha temple in our mandir, previously there was no flooring as such, it was complete bushes. One day Swami called Chiranjeevi Rao sir, a very ardent devotee, to do that spot. He called him there, they were in the veranda, and he asked, is this Ganesha temple or Marina Beach? Why is so much of sound here? You know, it's a temple premises, people need to be silent. That is the first mandatory rule near any temple. Such is the importance of silence that Swami actually laid on silence. Even in our hostel, there are so many quotes telling, Swami said that I personally like silence and I would like students to practice silence and only speak on topics pertaining to their study or social service. Yeah, we tend to speak some other things, but at this point, I plead to all of you that try practicing this particular thing. At least for half an hour a day, while walking down the mandir or in dining hall, try practicing this, and I'm sure you'll also experience some benefits that we have done. So with this, I would like to conclude my talk. Thank you, Sairam.
In the silence of the night, when the stars are shining bright, cool rays of the moon reflected on the still sea. In the silence of the night, when the stars are shining bright, cool rays of the moon reflected on the still sea. We felt your love in our heart. 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 What's the right path for us? Many a time you've shown us, many a time you've told us, what's the right path for us?
How much you love us, oh Lord, how much you care for us. How much you love us, oh Lord, how much you care for us.
not forget these days, send and feel. Let's not forget these days, send and feel. In the silence of the night, when the stars are shining bright, cool rays of the moon reflected on the still sea. In the silence of the night, when the stars are shining bright, cool rays of the moon reflected on the still sea. We've got your love in our heart. We've got your love in our heart. We've got your love in our heart. We've got your love in our heart.
To Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Saram, dear listeners, once again, a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment Soul Inspirations. And today in this segment, I have chosen the topic Silence. So in this segment today, you heard a talk delivered by Brother Arun Sai, who is pursuing his MSc in Biosciences from Swami's University right now. And he talked on the topic Silence. And after that, I played for you a beautiful song composed by Swami students. In fact, it was the theme song for the year 2010 sports meet. And again, the lyrics of the song says that in the silence of the night, we listen to the footsteps of God. Okay, before concluding, I would like to share with you one very nice test. Swami says we should talk less. So if we use this three filter test, it's called three filter test, and if you use this test, then we'll always talk less. So what is this three filter test? In fact, it was told by Socrates. So it seems once one disciple of Socrates comes to him, and he wanted to tell to Socrates something. Then the Socrates says, okay, you want to tell me something, but before that, whatever you want to tell me, it should go through three filter tests. The first test is the test of truth. What you're going to tell me, have you made sure it's absolutely correct? Then his disciple says, sir, actually, I just heard it from someone. So Socrates says, okay, what you are going to tell me, fail the first filter. Okay, let's see if it passes the second filter. The second filter is the filter of good or bad. What are you going to tell me? Is it good? Then the disciple says, sir, actually what I want to tell is something negative about a friend of mine. So Socrates says, okay, it has failed the second filter as well, but there is one more filter, the filter of is it necessary or not, useful or not. So again, the disciple says, sir, it's not so useful. I'm just saying, I just got this information from someone. Then Socrates says, okay, what are you going to tell me is maybe true or not, and it's not so pleasant, and it's again useful. Then why you want to tell me, and why should I listen to it? Let's be quiet. So dear listeners, in life too, when we get a thought, before we put the thought into word, that's before we speak, let's ask ourselves that what you're going to speak, is it really true? Is it really good? Is it really helpful? If it goes through all these three filter tests, only then we should speak. It seems in one monastery, Buddhist monastery, there was one rule that everybody should talk less, be silent. they should talk only if it adds on to the silence. Well, that's something beautiful. Okay, dear listeners, with this I conclude. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions, as always, to listener@radiosite.org. In a while from now, we'll be joined by Brother Bishu for the next segment of Today's Thursday Life. I offer this segment at Swami's Lord's feet and I take your leave. Jai Sai Ram, meet you again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time.
काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन में क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए के साई बसे कण कण काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन में काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन सबको समझाया मानव रूप मधुर धर के साई ने सबको समझाया मानव रूप मधुर धर के ये शरीर तो नश्वर है पर साई अनंत निरंतर है प्रेम से ये दिया उपदेश मेरा जीवन मेरा संदेश सत्य मार्ग पर चल के बने हर जीवन साई संदेश हर जीवन साई संदेश हर जीवन साई संदेश फिर साई के दर्शन होंगे हर पल मन के दर्पण फिर साई के दर्शन होंगे हर पल मन के दर्पण में क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए के साई बसे हैं कण कण में काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन इस सृष्टि का है विधाता उस पे समय का कैसा बंधन उसका जन्मदिन कैसे मनाए जो है अजन्मा नित्य सनातन आओ साई
तेरी शिक्षा को